Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good morning and welcome along to a new episode of Athletico Parsnips with me, Andy Dawson. Dig, if you will, a picture. You're experiencing a day of serenity at an upscale spa thanks to a Groupon voucher that was gifted to you by a close friend. After enjoying a complimentary glass of cucumber juice, you settle down for an hour of tranquility inside a sensory deprivation tank. All is calm and the worries of your world have drifted away. Suddenly you hear footsteps. The lid of the tank is yanked open. An aging goblin figure, smelling of a farmyard, leers at you before offering you a lump of melted toffees from within his gnarled paw. You close your eyes tight, hoping this is a hallucination, but no. He strips off to his Y-fronts and climbs into the tank with you, cuddling you and purring like a deranged street cat. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome my co-host, Mr. Bob Mortimer.
Oh, Mr. Mortimer, there's no one awful. You're like a caveman. You belong in a cage, man. Oh, Bobby, Bobby, you need to get a hobby. You've caused a national atrocity with your so-called comedy.
Welcome along to Athletico Parsnips.
Another Parsnips.
There's a little song for you, Bob.
Thank you very much indeed.
That was very much about you, that one. There was some doubt last time. I can say without fear of contradiction, that was about you.
That was me clambering into your spa
chamber. It was there with
your
toffees
in
your
hand. Have you ever
been to a spa? I haven't. I've been to a spa supermarket because I used to live near one.
It's exactly the same thing, Andrew, I promise you.
Just be quieter.
Yeah, I've been to one in the Seychelles.
Oh, have you now?
Yeah.
And what did you do there?
I laid down on a table with a hole in it and the massage.
Where folks was the hole?
Put your face through
was
a hole.
Where your dingle was?
No, it wasn't where that was. The and but my whole holiday, I remember that holiday because there was these great big, I mean, that big, like 8 inches or something.
He's signifying 8 inches with his hands.
Like, I don't know, caterpillars or something. But
really?
Massive, thick, what things.
Wow.
That were poisonous. And at night, they'd climb up the side of our walls of the bedroom.
Yeah.
And then they'd drop down and you'd hear smack.
Onto you?
Not, thankfully, none of them dropped onto me. But it did taint the holiday and the fact that it pissed down for 7 days.
The hall sounds nice, though. A nice fierce hole. Very good.
Barry Homeowner,
yeah,
says to me, because he phoned me up, actually.
See?
And he said to me, you know, he does, yeah, hi, Bo, hi, blah, blah, yeah. And I said, all right, Barry. He says, like to contribute to Parsnips.
No, kill.
He likes, I know, so fucking hell. He sent us in one of his motivational things, you know, about his life and that. So I'll play it, because bless him.
Is it a WAV MP3? What is
he
it?
He sent it as an MP3.
Yeah, that'd be right, yeah.
Yeah. Would that be right for Barry?
For Barry, yeah. He's an MP3 sort of twat, yeah.
Well, let's have a listen. Yeah, yep. Barry C. Homeowner here. Living my life on your behalf so that you can taste what life is about when you dwell high, high, high in the business sky. So, yeah, today, first up, heavily thrashed green smoothie with high-sprinkled buckwheat flakes. Then skateboard to the gym, catching some big air on the way. Light warm-up utilising Indian and Nepalese chanting sticks and then boxer size. Literally bleeding sweat through my lycra tuk-tuks. Ba-boom! That is the moon kicked right up its fat ass. Exit gym and straight to my fave artisan coffee pop-up. She's Eastern European. She wants my life. She knows what I want. I know what I want. And I get it. A campachuchu with a heart on top. I get the message, Rolenska. I'm hot. I won't let you down. I'll just take you up, 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 up into the big. business sky, and you feel like you're making love. Making love to a Henry Hoover. It's 7:50 a.m. I'm first in the office. Ping off a prank email to Les from accounts saying his mum has caught beriberi at Nando's. Jam the coffee machine with a blob so that I'll be the only one camper-choo-chooing this a.m. Squeeze out the sweat from my tuk-tuks, start pinging off Blue Sky initiatives to head office. Pop a banana in the intern's tray. She'll know it's from me because I've written hashtag brainstormer on it, and I won't let you down. I'll take you up, up, up. Up into the business sky, and you'll feel like you're making love. Making love in a little car park. 8:30 till 12, deep dive into the Amazon rabbit hole. Beard shield, add to basket. Chimp hair toothbrush, add to basket. Digital wireless bollock jacuzzi, add to basket. Proceed to checkout, Boomer Rooney on Rudy. 12 to 1 a.m, hyper jog to prep for protein ball, apple cider boosts. Sit in the window seat so I can observe the sea of failure that passes by. Bloke asks if the seat next to me is taken. I say, yeah, dude, it's my babe station. I won't let you down. I'll just take you up, 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 up into the business sky, and you'll feel like you're making love. Making love to a vet in a cat suit. Boom. Boom, boom, Rooney. Thanks, Barry.
Oh, well done, Barry.
I mean, thank you, Barry.
Yeah, there's no need, but thank you. Barry Homewater, we've seen him in animations. He looks a bit like that fella at Game of Thrones, doesn't he? John Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Do you know how that happened, or do you not want to know how that happened?
Tell us.
Ben, the lovely Ben Pix, who does the animations, sent us an email saying, could I just ask, what does Barry Homewater look like? And I put in me Google or whatever, images of men with beards.
Right.
And of course, that celebrities come up first.
Yeah.
And the first, to be honest with you, the first one that looked about the right age was
John Game of Thrones.
Yeah, was Game of Thrones.
And it turned out when we premiered that animation at the live show a couple of years ago, he was in the audience.
He was sat
watching it. And he came to see Top Flight Time Machine live a couple of weeks ago. I went for a pint with him.
Oh, was he nice?
He was a lovely fella. I offered him £20 for his image rights, but he declined.
He declined it.
So it's now with the lawyers. Speaking of Barry Homewater and the more popular Train Guy, who you did on the internet and got the Daily Mail and that, I had a train poem written for the last one, which I didn't do.
I like your train poems.
This is all genuine, right? Here we go. The things you said, oh, the things you said, like, it's a tier one market, but if Motorola are coming in at 50% of our price, I can't win. Where do I go from there? Like, the guy prior to Todd was a guy called Marcus. Him and Josh, two peas in a pod. It was a level playing field. Like, Marcus misread the dynamic. Marcus is tech, you see. Like, Marcus is like 45, Josh is like 30. Josh pushed back. He made his play. Like, you need someone who can execute, 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 time after time. Like, he's very emotionally intelligent. He reads dynamics and intellectual firepower. Like, Josh and Luke are like Federer and Nadal. We haven't even got to fucking Darlington, and all the while you're sitting in my seat. That's the poem. That all happened.
That's true.
Actual quotes from a conversation I heard on the train.
And he'd kidnapped your seat.
We hadn't even got to Darlington.
Why didn't
It's out there, isn't it?
You should have shown your ticket.
Nah, I just wanted to sit there and listen.
Yeah, it's great.
Because I could see the kind of men they were at the beginning, and
it's
I thought I want to watch this. This is going to be good. I might get a poem out of this, I thought.
And you can smell their tight suit trouser pants.
You can, yeah. It was special. So there we are. That's me train poem.
Crime Files has come in.
Crime Files is in? All
right. Yeah.
Okay.
Crime Files. The small Lancashire village of Diggle is situated some 10 miles east of Manchester at one end of the restored Standage Canal Tunnel. Known as the gateway to the moors, it remains a popular destination for both hikers and Mancunians wishing to sample a quieter way of life. There was little crime and a great sense of community.
That was until the 10th of June 1997, when everything changed. That day started much as any other, with local nonsense potter Neil Hunt emptying his kiln from an overnight firing and carefully placing the trinkets and Tom Tittery onto his nonsense shelving. Just as he settled down for a well-earned cup of tea and a slice of Wallander cake, the door to the studio opened and in waddled Liam Gallagher, lead singer of the band Oasis.
Liam Gallagher. You're right, little potter. I'm Liam Gallagher, and I want some pottery shat for our lass.
Yes, I'm Neil Hunt, nonsense potter. And pray tell me, is that name meant to mean something to me?
Yeah, it is. I'm as famous as the fucking Dalai Lama. And I want to buy a nonsense pottery fruit bowl for me and our lass Patsy riding a unicorn that's shitting out cream horns.
I don't take one-off commissions. It's too much of a headbender. And why on earth are you wearing a coat in here? It must be nearly 100 degrees. The kiln has been on all night.
Yeah, if I don't wear the coat, I don't get recognised. And if I don't get recognised, I don't get to pass on me wisdom to the people.
Oh, yes. Right. And what wisdom is this? Go on. I dare you. Give me some examples of your so-called wisdom. I fucking dare you. Go on.
No worries, Squire. Give me a topic and I'll blow your tiny nonsense pottery mind to shite.
All right, transport. Tell me something wise about transport, coat boy.
Here goes. The wheels on a car go round and round. Chew on that, mate. Don't swallow till you understand.
Brilliant. Fucking brilliant. I never realised that. Bra fucking though. OK, what about pottery? What is pottery made out of? Go on, tell me. What do you use to make pots?
Easy. You use mud, clean mud, with all the wiggly worms and bits and pieces taken out, so it's smooth like Damon Albarn's ball bag.
Right, well, I suppose you're right after a fashion. This fruit bowl, how big do you want it?
That's mainly for bananas. I like to have 8 bananas on standby at all pertinent times.
When you have a banana and eat one, there will only be 7 bananas on standby, and that's going to fuck your system up.
Nah, I got an old box from Boots the Chemist in my kitchen. I keep 40 bananas in at all times to restock me bowl from.
Fucking get you, coat lad. And how much are you willing to pay?
Whatever it costs. Banana presentation is a big deal for me and Patsy. Just name your price.
Have you got a picture of this Patsy woman I can work from?
Yeah, there you go. That's Patsy on the right, next to the fuel pump.
And do you want the fuel pump on the bowl design?
Yeah, that'll be sweet. But I want me and Patsy and the unicorn in the front.
Yes, I realise that. But the fuel pump would be a nice detail towards the rear of the tableau. Well, for eight banana capacity, you're going to need an 8-inch bowl, so that would be £1,200.
And some. When will it be ready, kidder?
Yeah, don't fucking kidder me, sunshine. I'm Neil Hunt, nonsense potter, as I previously informed you. Go on, fuck off out of the shop. As I suspected, you're nothing but a Todd warrior. Go on, get out or I'll serve you with a kiln-dried fuck-off notice right round your thick head.
Go on, dickhead, fucking make me.
Don't take that tone with me, coat bloke. I'll have you know, the best man at my brother-in-law's wedding owns a hardware store that sells chainsaw blades.
Well, with this, Liam takes off his coat and starts goose-stepping around the shop, shouting, Nazi bastard, and kicking pottery nonsense off the shelves as he does so.
What are you doing? What in the name of Roger the fuck are you actually doing? Why is it always little old fucking me? I helped repair the Sunday school roof the other day, and I frequently donate packet soups to the food bank.
Liam is still goose-stepping around and knocking pottery to the floor. Neil has an idea. He grabs Liam's coat, runs over to the kiln and opens its door.
Hey, coat chimp! Get out or say goodbye to your fucking daft coat!
Liam stops in his tracks.
Whoa, nonsense potter, calm your head down here. That's me magic fucking wisdom coat. Just give it back and I'll clear off. Come on, I can't walk out of here as a no-coat bloke.
Half fucking are! Shitting your pants, aren't you? You fucking streak of Quickton! Give me your credit card and I'll rip out 3,000 quid for the fucking damage and inconvenience!
Liam gives Neil the card and he takes the money.
Now say you are fucking sorry and that I am the best nonsense potter in the fucking UK!
Oh, sorry, boss. You are the best nonsense potter in the UK.
Yes, yes! How fucking are! I'm Neil Hunt and I'm loving my life! Now fuck off!
Liam waddles out of the shop.
Yes, yes, yes! I am a fucking nightmare!
And that's my friends.
There you are. Oh, brilliant. Lovely.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Do you want a quiz?
Oh, yeah, I like a quiz.
All right, this is called Whoosh Bang Pop Cat Peanut Crime. Oh, yeah, trout. Give me just a little more time. Now then, the magazine world, the magazine rack in the supermarket. God. What? You don't read magazines, do you not?
I've bought a magazine for 20 years or something.
Well, there we are. This'll sort out what you're all about, then, won't it? In your,
and you knew that.
To help, I didn't even buy magazines. To help you out, right? What I've done is I've made the magazines be about things that you're interested in.
All right.
So it might help, I don't know.
Here we go.
Three magazines. Your Cat magazine, yeah. Monthly, I think.
Monthly.
Get free badge this month.
All right.
That helps. Trout Fisherman.
Yeah.
There's an 8-page tribute to Bob Church in that. R.I.P. Bob Church. And Cry Monthly, which has a story about the real-life Hannibal Lecter on it. I'll give you them again if you want.
No, Crime Monthly most expensive, then the fishing, then the cats.
Crime Monthly expensive, fishing, cats. You could not have been more wrong, Bob Mortimer. You fucking fool. You magazine idiot.
Oh, well.
Crime Monthly, £2.99. Trout Fisherman, £3.70. Your Cat with free badge, £4.50. You've tried and failed to defeat Whoosh, Bang, Pop, Cat, Peanuts, Crime. Oh, yeah, Trout. Give me just a little more time.
I would like to do, Andrew, a Jurgen Klopp.
Right, then.
Because I've intercepted a WAV.
Good.
You know,
have you got like a dish or something that intercepts these? Have you got on your roof?
It's more of a plate. I wouldn't call it
right,
a dish
with a wire off it.
So I intercepted a WAV from Jurgen Klopp. He does his own music now.
Let's see that then.
Go on then. Oh yeah, for sure. Wow, that's great dope cake. Let's put our pajamas on and eat some tin peaches. Get mellow. I'm Jurgen Klopp. Plippy plop. My ass is firm like a thick cut Barnsley chop. Ha ha ha! I'm Jurgen Klopp. Ticky top. I'm like a time bomb hidden in an office block. Ha ha ha! Oh yeah, for sure. Wow! Take it easy, baby. Oh, that's great, yeah. Try this Moroccan love cube. Rub it on your pyjamas, that's a beautiful frock. Come on, for sure, wow, let's hire a yurt. I'm Jurgen Klopp. Plippy plop. I always wished I was a motorcycle cop. Ha ha ha! Jurgen Klopp. Plippy plop.
I will hug you round the back of the shops. Jürgen Klopp, Nicky New. A storm is brewing in my training shoe. Oh, wow. For sure. Let's take these pajamas off and hot tub the shit out of the night. You want some hot sauce with those Doritos? My God, for sure. Yeah, your face is as long as a Hoover. I love it. Ha, ha, ha. I'm Jürgen Klopp. Plippy plop. I'm the leader of the Anfield Cop. Ha ha ha! Ha ha ha! For sure. Wow! It's alright, isn't he, Yogi?
He's a nice fella. He's quite a vociferous laugher.
I got a funny feeling.
One of them fellas who just laughs a bit too hard.
Yeah, I got a feeling that no one dares tell him his music's a bit dodgy.
No. No, because he's the boss, isn't he?
Set up a recording studio, spent thousands.
On the Anfield training ground.
Yeah, it's a shame, but there you go.
Do a training session and then just retreat away and bang out a track.
Bang out a track.
As you probably know, it's International Restaurant Week, and I'm joined in the studio today by one of the country's most celebrated chefs, none other than Ron Craggs. Hello, Ron.
I don't know what a lot of them words actually mean.
Wonderful. Thanks for coming along. Now, you're the resident chef at Slaughter's Meat Restaurant near Alexandra Palace. Would you say you have an overarching philosophy in your work there?
Yeah? What are you saying?
I suppose I'm wondering if you could describe your work, or dare I say your craft, in a single line, Ron. What would it be?
I'm trying to get inside my head. You're one of them quack, quack doctors, isn't it? Look, man, I just cook meat all day, just in types. Like, really hot, not so hot. Sometimes, not even cooked. Can't fucking stop.
So it's like, it's almost like a calling. It's like your life's mission.
Well, look, man, I just cook what comes in. The bloke just get off at 9:30 and I cook whatever's in the buckets. Hearts, gills, boil up with cheese and glue, send it home to me mum.
Are you a scholar of any of the culinary pioneers?
What are you talking about? You're asking how I got started? I used to find dead rats down the precincts and chuck them in a brazier of when I was 11. You can fucking stare at a brazier for hours, man, or lose yourself.
Do you socialise with any of the top chefs in London, Ron? Are there any kindred spirits on the scene?
I'm trying to be fucking friendly or something. What's the questions all about? Maybe you should tell me about your life instead.
No, Ron. Meat restaurants are almost de rigueur these days. As a man who's worked solely in meat for decades now, do you feel a sense of responsibility?
De rigueur? Who the fuck are they? What the fuck are you going on about? Are you taking a fucking piss out of me? Do you want me to come over there and wrap me tenders around me a fucking bridge?
No, sorry, Ron. No offence intended.
Right, look, hang on, hold on. While I just loosen this bandage. It's giving me bright fucking bollock.
Oh, Jesus Christ, no.
That's eased it a bit. The ooze can come out now, lovely.
Ron! Ron Craggs, thank you. I've got some questions here from the Athletico Parsnips listeners on the Club Parsnips thing. Let's have a quick look what we've got. How many bags of standard size crisps is acceptable to eat in one sitting, says Jake? I would say 3. I wouldn't go more than 3 bags of crisps in one go. How about you? I know you're a healthy man.
I could do 3 if they're different flavours, Andrew. I could go from the light that I could do. If I put vinegar in the middle, so I went quite rich with the cheese and onion, sliced through it with the vinegar, and then went to a roast chicken, I think I could do that.
Right. Paul Dorman says, what's the most erotic way to clean a tin bath? I would say probably wear a damp towel as a nappy and do it with your arse.
The most erotic way to clean a tin bath?
Yeah.
Well, I can't answer that, Andrew. Nothing comes to mind.
Well, just have for us, I think. So there we are. Screw top or cork wine? You don't like wine, do you?
I never drink wine.
No, why?
I find that I get a bit tired and pissed very quickly on it. And it's not really my intention. I love to drink, Andy.
Because do you drink a lot, like, quickly? Do you drink wine as if it's pop or beer?
I do. I drink.
You're meant to sip it, man.
Yeah, well, then I can't. I'm not interested. I was brought up drinking. I think it was my 16th or 17th birthday, my brothers took me to the pub to teach me how to drink, you know.
Right.
And you had to have eight. Beer was a lot weaker then.
Yeah, different times. Mark Boy says, rumours of a £100 million investment in the city of Sunderland. Does Andy feel £100 million is enough to clear all that dog dirt? Ha, ha, ha.
I like that question
very
much.
Do you like that
yeah?
one?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what the £100 million is going to include. There's going to be a footbridge over the River Weir linking the city to the Stadium of Light.
All right.
So we can get away quicker afterwards.
Get away quicker at half time.
That's a good thing. I'm pleased about that.
I feel like, you know, Andrew, I haven't done a Peter Beasley for a while, it seems, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm just here today in the studio with Andrew, and I'll just tell you some of the things that I can see. I've recently eaten a mini cheddar biscuit, but not the actual mini one, the one that's slightly larger.
Yeah.
And that's a much more of a surface area past the time having a good old stare at, like, you know. And it goes very nicely as an extra crunchy crunch when you're having a chicken wrap that's got a bit soggy, like, you know, because it's been left in your puffer, maybe overnight or something like that. I can see Andrew, and Andrew is... And you reminds me of a big Sam Allardyce, you know, like a bit portly, bit like an ugly sort of guy, you know. But his face is very interesting, you know. I find ugly faces a lot more interesting than pretty faces, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Peter! Oh, it's the wife's on the phone.
Peter! What are you fucking doing in London, you fucking Jersey fucking clown?
I'm buying you a Christmas present.
You're fucking better than be, you little
back. Peter, get out. Go on, Peter.
There we go. Last one. Neil P says, what are Mark Lawrence's top 10 kitchen appliances? Funny you should say that. I've just intercepted a WAV from him earlier on. And here they are.
Mark Lawrence in here. And these are my top 10 kitchen appliances. Number 10, coffee percolator. Barbara made me include this, but personally speaking, caffeine makes me skittish. Number 9, the slow cooker. It's like if you could buy a casserole candle, isn't it? Number 8, microwave. Overrated in my book, and the jury's still out over the effect they have on your brain. Number 7, toasted sandwich maker. The nutritional staple of the layabout. Number 6, the George Foreman. But I won't tell you how I dispose of the contents of the fat tray. Number 5, the juicer. I'm a strong advocate of juice. I've used it for 18 months now, and it's definitely arrested the leathering of my neck skin. Number 4, the air fryer. A new kid on the block, but an absolute revelation for me. Chicken dippers never tasted better. Number 3, the slotted spoon. Mark, I hear you say, that's not technically an appliance. Perhaps, but try and imagine kitchen life without it. Number 2, the cooker. No cooker, no cooking. End of. And my number 1 kitchen appliance, the fridge freezer. Without the fridge freezer, we'd probably all be dead. I'm Mark Lawrenson, and those are my top 10 kitchen appliances.
There we go. Mark Lawrence's top 10 kitchen appliances.
Very good. I agree with him. That? I think it was more or less
one
on the
10
nose.
1 to 10 right the way through. Yeah, completely.
Beautiful work, Mark.
What's behind the door? Yes or no?
Yes or no?
What's behind the door? I don't know. I don't know. Paul, what's behind the door? 3 doors, imaginal, fictional doors for you to go through. You can go through, see what's on the other side, or you can decide not to. It's up to you. They're not real. Doesn't matter.
First it don't matter. Door. It don't matter. It doesn't really matter.
Door number 1, 666 European wigs. What do you reckon?
Six wigs.
You can try them on if you want to.
I'm going to go through.
They're not just for looking. I'm going to try in as well. Okay. Door number 2, bit of this, bit of that.
It is tempting, Andrew, but I'm going to decline. Sorry. Would you know what it would have been? Or are you not
just
willing?
A bit of this, bit of that. Bit of this, bit of find that, out when right. you get in there. Third one, Akabilk. He's got his top off, but he's got his hat on. He's wearing army trousers, and he's threatening himself in a mirror with the naughty step. He is, of course, shit-faced.
Shit-faced Bilk, I mean.
Every time, isn't it? Every time. That's about it, I think, for this Atletico Parsnips. Thanks as ever for subscribing and
thank you so much
patronising us.
It.
Is that the right word? Patronising?
Yeah, possibly. Keep in touch with us via whatever you do.
Via all the methods, and we'll be back soon with more.
With more. Thank you so much. See ya.
Bye bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.